Need a lift? Come for the drive with Jeff on ABC Radio Perth.
Do you have a green thumb? Can you turn a tired indoor plant into something lustrous and maybe even monstrous? Indoor plants obviously are very fashionable these days, and you can spend a lot of money on them. I've been told hundreds, even thousands of dollars, not that I've ever spent that, because I normally limit it to about 18 or less. What's the most you've ever spent on something in a pot? Is it still alive? Is it thriving? And what happens when it fails to thrive? When it loses its luster and lies limp? Can you take it back to a garden centre and say, none of this is my fault? Let me ask Marianna Longmire. She's a choice consumer expert, knows all about this. Hello to you.
Hi there.
On what grounds can I return my Monstera Deliciosa, my rubber plant, my lady palm?
Oh, they're a beautiful plant, aren't they? Well, look, it really depends on the issue you're having with it. Under the Australian consumer law, you know, businesses have no obligation to offer change of mind returns, refunds or exchanges. However, if the plant, and this applies to any product, in fact, if the plant has a major failure, which if you'd been aware of it beforehand meant you wouldn't have bought it, then you are entitled to a refund or exchange.
Can I take it back if, like a pasty-faced child denied sunshine, I can convince the garden centre that it's failed to thrive?
Well, good luck with that. Look, all the garden centres we spoke to, they all have trained horticulturalists who are very really easily able to figure out what's going on with the plant and what's going wrong with the plant. So if it's the case of user error, which, you know, can quite often be the case, unfortunately, your best bet would be to contact the garden centre as soon as possible. They are more than happy to give you advice and care tips, and hopefully it might revive your plant. But it may be too late in some cases.
Yeah, if I've killed it through my own indifference or by loving it too much, i.e. by watering it so often it drowned, is it hard for me to make the case that someone else should pay to replace it?
Look, it can be very hard, and we surveyed over 1,000 choice members and supporters, and a lot of them thought it was, you know, unethical to try to convince a garden centre to pay for your errors. Different garden centres do have different return policies, though. Some offer more than what's expected through the ACL, so it's always best to check with your local garden centre or retailer as to what exact your rights are. But always chat to them, even before you buy the plant, if you're not sure what is the best plant for your backyard, whether it's north or south-facing, whether it gets too much sun in the afternoon or not enough, or whether you're just really not entirely confident about looking after it, they'll give you a lot of great advice.
I'm not sure if you're a green thumb, Marianna, but do you know the main reasons why indoor plants tend to fail?
Oh, God, there are so many reasons, and I would state that I am absolutely not an expert. I have killed far too many plants myself. Maidenhair ferns are my particular bugbear, I'd say, but we say that there can be roughly five things that could affect your indoor plant, and that can be too much water, it can be inadequate lighting, too much fertilizer. It could be the wrong plant for the wrong climate. You know, Australia has a range of different climates depending on where you are, and it could also be pests affecting it.
If I take a plant back to a garden centre and promise them that I've really tried hard. You know, I've been up in the middle of the night like Prince Charles talking tenderly to them while stroking sagging tendrils. Will that make it easier for me to look like someone who deserves a refund, or will they know?
They'll generally know. They'll generally be able to diagnose what the issue was. But look, all the retailers we spoke to, all the garden centres we spoke to said that they really want to, they're more than happy to talk to anyone and treat the issue on a case-by-case basis. So you could be in with a good shot.
Final observation from all those garden centres that you spoke to, are most of them fairly receptive to the idea of replacing or refunding after an indoor plant dies?
If it is through no fault of your own, they are receptive to it, absolutely. If you've just killed it through being, you know, a bit of a brown thumb, they are more than happy to educate you on a way to make the next one thrive.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
No worries at all.
Marianna Longmire is a choice consumer expert.
Drive with Jeff, broadcasting from Whadjuk Country on ABC Radio Perth.